Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Place in your life where you're saying, John, I think I messed this up. This was an open door, maybe in your career, maybe a relationship or a ministry endeavor or an opportunity, something that you were really looking forward to. It was an open door, but somehow because you couldn't meet up the expectation, or maybe because of your weakness or your shortcoming, or because you did something, or maybe it was just something that maybe you regret doing, or maybe you didn't know any better, or whatever reason, you're in a place you lost that door and you're saying, oh my goodness, because of me this open door closed, and you're filled with regret, you're filled with anger towards yourself. Today, I want you to listen to this word, because I believe that this word will really encourage you. This word will really speak to you, because this is the word that the Lord put in my spirit yesterday, and I thought I need to share this with you guys, because it's so powerful. When you look at Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, if you see, I'm not going to look at different translations because all of them use the same choice of words. It says, verse 7 says, what God opens, no one can shut. Okay, if you see, the same thing is repeated again in verse 8, where God is saying, I know your weakness. I know that you have little strength. I know your deeds. These are the different words being used in different translations. And he says, see, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. Now, when we say that no one can shut a door that God opens, we always look at it from a perspective that, you know what? No external force can stop what God has for me. That influential enemy cannot stop what God has for me. The open doors that God has for me, no demon in hell, no opponent who's so powerful and you know, I don't meet their level of expertise or their strength, but none of them can prevail over me, because what God has opened for me, no one can shut. We always look at that no one can shut as an external force trying to stop us. But what God placed in my heart yesterday is that God said, see, when the Bible says no one can shut a door that God opens, he said that includes you. That includes you. What does that mean? That means that if God has opened a door for you, even you don't have the power to shut it. Even you don't have the power to shut a door that God wants to keep it open for you. Now listen, I'm not giving you license to sin. I'm not saying continue in sin. There is consequence for sin. I am saying that, you should not deliberately disobey the word of God, voice of God, and all of that stuff. There is a place for all of that. But what I'm trying to say here is, sometimes doors close just because of our weakness, just because we are not strong enough in something, just because that's not our cup of tea, maybe just because we have certain rough edges in our life, maybe we are not having certain kind of a skill, maybe some weakness or whatever, and you're saying that because of me this happened, because I made that mistake at that point this happened. But what I want you to understand is, when God took into account to create doors for you, to open doors for you, he took into account your weakness. He took into account your strengths. He took into account your expertise. He took into account that you would make some mistakes. He took into account your shortcomings. I'm not saying continue in sin, but what I'm saying is, sometimes we mess up because we are humans. Sometimes we mess up because we don't, we are in the fallen nature of man. And because of that, we have a tendency to make mistakes. We have a tendency to have shortcomings and weaknesses. And if a door closed on you, it's, you know, don't go into that guilt more and regret more and write yourself off, beat yourself the rest of your life. If there's something you did and you can learn from it, that's well and good. But that doesn't mean that this is the end of your life. What God is saying is, the doors that God wants to open, they take into account your weaknesses and your strengths. They take into account your shortcomings and your good qualities. They take into account the fact that sometimes, you know, because of the sinful nature of mankind, we make mistakes. God overrides all of that and still opens doors. So if you're in a closed door because of some reason, stop beating yourself. If God wanted that door to still be open, he would still keep it open. If God wanted that relationship to keep going, he would still make it happen. If God wanted that job for you to be still there, he would have made it happen. But if it didn't happen, if that door closed on you, come to that place of peace and say, God, okay, I made some mistakes, God, or I didn't know these things. I learned these things, but God, give me a better one next time. Help me to do better next time. Give me your grace, give me your mercy, and I pray, God, give me new opportunities, new doors. And that's the thing. See, when you look at the same verse, which I want to remind you again from the NLT version, it says, you have little strength. God knows when you have little strength. God knows when you have a weakness in some area. God knows that. And when he took into account that he wants to give you a door in your life, he took into account your weaknesses. So today, I want you guys to come to that place of peace. Whatever door closed on you, today is a new day. Ask God for fresh opportunities. Ask God for new beginnings. And he's the God of mercy. You can take the learnings from the past, and you can take the best experiences that you can come up with, be a better version of yourself, equip yourself, and depend on God more. But now is your fresh opportunity to start afresh and say, God, you can open doors for me that even my weakness does not have the power to close. And at the same time, see, there are sermons where we talk about deal with your weakness, do not continue in sin. All of that is as its place there, okay? But in this context, what I'm saying is, stop living in that guilt. Stop living in that place where you're giving up on yourself. And come back to that place where you say, God, I surrender to your will. I surrender myself again. And I want to start with a clean new slate. And I'm telling you, like the Bible says, where God is saying, I have opened a door for you that no one can shut. Which means even you cannot shut the doors that God has for you. Amen, guys. God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of The Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.
If your heart stops beating now, do you know where you're going? If you came face to face with death now, do you know where you're going? And this is not a message of condemnation. This is a message of hope. There is a God who loves you so much. He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to come down and pay a heavy price by shedding every drop of his blood on the cross.
Thank you for dying for my sins.
When you believe in him, you have free gift of salvation for you.
That assures us that we will go to heaven when we die instead of suffering in hell forever.
I just encourage you today to make the simple step of faith and say, Jesus, I thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you for giving me this gift of eternal life.